Welcome to another episode of The Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Meet him, greet him, treat him, and street him. Today's date is October 8th, 2012. I got that right this time. So we're here in Denver, Colorado at the ASEP meeting, and I say we because I've asked Tony Sapol to come back to the podcast series and do another episode. The feedback that I got from those listeners out there was that the banter was great, except that they couldn't hear Tony. So I didn't know how to take that. And believe me, he has got a chocolatey, velvety voice just made for podcasting. So Tony, bring that smooth tone to this microphone.
Sexual chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're talking smooth. I hope everybody can hear him this time. So we're going to be doing a podcast today entitled Every Breath You Take. Every Breath You Take. And what we're going to look at is non-invasive ventilation for acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema. And like all evidence-based medicine talks that we do, we like to start with a very focused question. So we're going to have a very focused question to start with, and that is non-invasive ventilation beneficial for patients with acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema? Tony, can you give us a case where this may apply?
Absolutely, Ken. So we've all seen this patient numerous times. 55-year-old gentleman comes to your emergency department via ambulance, diaphoretic to beat the band, can barely breathe.
I'm trying to give you the heavy breathing sounds. High tech.
That's kind of sexy.
High tech.
Yeah. And the look of impending doom, Ken.
I have doom in my eyes right now looking at you.
I can see it. I'm with you. And you also get the sense that if you don't do something in the next 5 seconds, this patient may die.
Okay. Thanks for that great clinical scenario. So the paper we're going to look at is done by Wang Chung. No, that was an 80s joke. It's done by Wang, and it was in the Annals of Internal Medicine 2010. And we're going to look at the PICO question. So the PICO question, or the Population Intervention Control and Outcome, the population was close to 3,000 patients in acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema from 31 RCTs, or randomized control trials. The intervention was non-invasive ventilation. The control was standard therapy. And the outcome measures they were looking for were three. There were three outcome measures. And those outcome measures were mortality, need for intubation, and new MI. So they were going to see if somebody got a new MI. They had to put down the big garden hose or, well, they died. There was no sponsorship in this trial. And the authors concluded that the evidence in this aggregate of 31 randomized control trials still supports non-invasive ventilations for patients with acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema, and that continuous positive airway pressure reduces mortality more in patients with ACPE, or the acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema, to acute myocardial ischemia or infarction, end of quote. So that's what they said. Now let's turn to our velvety-voiced EBM expert. Tony, what's the BEAM commentary? What's the best evidence on this?
So Ken and SGM listeners, the thing that you have to realize, the reason why this continues to be a question in the medical literature is that every now and then we'll get a trial that tells us something a little different. So this meta-analysis was done in response to the 3CPO trial.
Hello, sir. I am C3PO Human Cyborg Relations.
This is not a trial done in
It wasn't the R2D2.
No.
It was the 3CPO trial.
Yeah, the R2D2 trial, that was a long time ago.
We're really geeking. It was a long and far away. We're geeking out here way too much.
And unfortunately, so the 3CPO trial was done in 2008, found that there was not a mortality benefit and not much of an intubation benefit either.
It kind of fell out of favor after that, didn't it, once that came out?
Well, it was a challenge. And that despite a number of randomized controlled trials supporting the fact that, yes, indeed, this does decrease mortality and the need to intubate these patients. So this review, I believe, is a critical review that answers this question definitively, because not only do they include the 3CPO data in this meta-analysis, but all of the other important trials dealing with this topic. And it clearly shows that there is both a mortality benefit as well as a decrease in the number of intubations required for people with this disorder. Furthermore, it does not have the harmful effect of causing myocardial ischemia. In addition, what they found
just to clarify to our listeners, myocardial ischemia would be considered a bad outcome?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want a heart attack.
Bad.
Yeah.
Bad, everybody.
Now, maybe in Canada it's not so bad. Hey, but in the US, it's
well, if they did have a heart attack and, you know, we could always cool them.
Oh, you could cool them.
Yeah. Just roll down the windows.
Yeah. Another great topic for the SGEV, actually.
Actually, that is. Okay. Come on. Back on topic here, Tony.
Oh, yeah. All right. So, at any rate, and what's interesting about this meta-analysis is they found that in the subset of patients that had acute cardiogenic pulmonary edema secondary to a heart attack, so they had a heart attack, then they developed pulmonary edema, the mortality benefit was even greater in that group, which is interesting because there were some suggestions in prior studies that the use of non-invasive ventilation increased your risk of developing a heart attack.
Wow. You know, that's impressive. So I guess what you're saying here is that the bottom line from this randomized control, or sorry, this meta-analysis of randomized control trials, that the bottom line for this is that you would say that non-invasive pressure ventilation or in general decreases mortality and the need for intubation in patients that present to the ED that are huffing and puffing?
Absolutely.
So if we go back to our clinical scenario of that gentleman in his mid-50s that came in that you said, oh my goodness, if we don't do something in the next few minutes, what are you going to do, Tony?
So what I'm going to do is what I think everyone should do, which is give these patients a lot of nitrates. And in addition to that, you put the squid on their face and you start giving them positive pressure ventilation.
So we're simple here at the SGEM. You're talking about just doing the ABCs?
I think so.
I can do that, eh?
Yeah,
that's almost Canadian.
Canadians are much better at the A, yeah, absolutely.
I think it's spelled different here.
Yeah, us Americans have some trouble with the A.
Well, you spell it A. We spell it A.
Oh.
E-H.
I think you might be onto something.
Okay. I think I might. Maybe that's what the difficulty with the knowledge translation is. So the bottom line is that if you get somebody in their 50s, we've got good evidence here that's huffing and puffing, that needs you know, his A and B taken care of, you can throw on the squid, the non-invasive pressure ventilation or non-invasive ventilation, and decrease their mortality and the need for actually having to intubate them in the ED. So I think that's a great take-home message.
I agree.
All right. Well, that concludes episode number 7 of the Skeptic's Guide to Emergency Medicine. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, let us know what you think, and remember, be skeptical of anything you hear or are taught, even if you learned it from our good friend now, Tony Sapal, who you can hear. Until next time, take care.